Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Hey, everybody. Tim, the Charlie Kirk Show. New polling shows Donald Trump up 10 points against Joe Biden. Not so fast, my friends. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter at tpusa.com. As always, you can email us, freedom@charliekirk.com, and become a member. That's right. Listen to the show, advertiser free, members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. I enjoy hearing from you, so email me as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. There was this news item this weekend that was almost hard to believe. In fact, it is hard to believe. I don't believe it. Let me just be very clear. I don't believe this. I think it directionally is probably correct, but there's a reason why they published this, and we'll get into it. Remember, the great Rush Limbaugh taught us all that when the media leads with a poll, there's a reason. They're either suppression polls or they are inflation polls. And I'm going to prove it to you. Rush Limbaugh taught us that the polls are a weapon of the activist press. It's not some sort of, oh, look what we discovered. No. They'll just bury it if they get a poll result they don't like. But this particular poll result is actually one that fit perfectly with what we've seen recently with David Ignatius and the New York Times and CNN becoming suspiciously critical of Joe Biden. This poll is exactly what the insiders needed. And again, I will say, I'm going to enjoy the poll for a second. We should say, hey, at least we have a chance, but do not rest on your laurels. We are going to say, great, fine, terrific. What's really going on here? Then we're going to get back to work, hiring ballot chasers, registering voters, filling precinct committee positions. It is the plumbing of the elections. Nothing stops Republican activism like a nice poll. And I'll prove it to you. But about a year ago, we saw a very similar set of circumstances. So this weekend, ABC and the Washington Post released a poll that said that Donald Trump is beating Joe Biden by 9 or 10 points, and they can't agree. ABC says 9, Washington Post says 10. Either way, according to the poll, again, according to the poll, they say it's a bloodbath, and both organizations were so shocked that they tried to hide it. ABC's original headline was "Trouble for Biden, not just his age in re-election campaign." Yeah, the headlines were hilarious, I have to just say, just as a side note. I think that the headlines were absolutely laughable. Instead of saying Trump leads Biden by 10 points, they have all these troubles for Biden, not just his age and re-election campaign. Boy, that is spin. Post-ABC poll, Biden faces criticism on economy, immigration, and age. Now, some of you might say, Charlie, no, this poll is right. Donald Trump is up 10 points. Maybe from a sentiment standpoint, but that's not with how the election's going to end out, okay? They're going to chase ballots. They have early voting. Donald Trump is not going to win by 10 points in Arizona or Georgia. Get that out of your head, okay? In fact, if you even believe that, you're probably less likely to work, to scrap, to knock on doors. In the news media, there's this thing called the inverted pyramid. You start with the most basic big picture facts, and then you add finer details as you go down the story. This is the opposite. They bury the big headline item at the bottom. But this is actually exactly what the insiders wanted. There's a lot of other ugly stuff in this poll. Shocking. Biden's approval rating is 37%. I know what you're thinking. How is it that high? Who are these 37% of people? Who are they that still support Joe Biden? The poll says that Trump is leading 63 to 27. more than 35 points among those who did not vote in 2020. Now let's pause. That I believe. First-time voters are going to go in Donald Trump's direction. I believe that data point. Just because I don't believe the macro takeaway of the poll doesn't mean that I don't believe that. I think that's if they actually end up voting. That shows why what we are going to do at Turning Point Action to chase the vote, to get low propensity voters out, you will win, according to this poll, 2 out of 3 of all first-time voters who did not vote in 2020, including young men. Young men are trending right and trending red in record numbers. That's just not hopium speculation here on this program. That is a fact. TheHill.com reinforces it. Gallup reinforces it that young Gen Z men are right-wing historically. That could offset a lot of the angry, bitter young lady abortion vote. The poll claims that Trump is up 20 points among younger voters, those under 35. All right, so now I have to pause. I have run Turning Point for a decade, both our educational arm, Turning Point USA, and our grassroots arm, Turning Point Action. Says that younger voters is up, 15 points, not 20. I have received so much criticism from people, right and left. Oh, Charlie, you know, who cares that you guys have 300 full-time staff? Oh, come on, who cares that you guys have thousands of chapters? Who cares that you're able to get over 30,000 people to your events a year? Who cares that you reach millions of people every single day on social media? Come on, young people are going to be progressive forever. Well, according to the Washington Post, it's 20 points trending right, 15 points on the left. Now, again, this might not be totally true, but even if it is directionally, even if they are tied, okay, that is historic. Game over. Over. Even if this poll is off by 20 points in that regard, it's game over. Now, it's 18 to 35. Here's why I actually think this part of the poll has a lot of truth to it. Early 30-somethings in America are very angry right now. 28 to 32-year-old voters that have the worthless piece of paper called the college diploma, lots of student loan debt, lots of medical debt, lots of credit card debt. They've been following the rules their entire adult life. Lock down, wear a mask, get a vaccine, and it's all been lies. They do not own homes. Many of them are putting off having children because it's too expensive. They are feeling massive economic pressure from inflation. Here in the Phoenix metro area, rent has gone up nearly double. In certain areas, the last 18 months, double. And they're angry. Late 20, early 30-somethings are de-emphasizing the abortion issue. And they say, why is it that we have become a generation of renters, that we don't own any property? They've lost trust in the government. They've lost trust in power structures. And there is an element, we've been saying this for a while, it's kind of like the Barstool Sports Joe Rogan thing, that Trump has a punk rock sex appeal that Joe Biden does not have. He's indicted. He's more interesting. He's more viral. He didn't have that in 2020 as much at all. But again, if you track kind of internet culture, Trump has gone up in the eyes of younger voters, late 20-somethings, early 30-somethings. Now, for 18 to 22-year-old voters, if you just compartmentalize that demo to be 18 to 22-year-olds on college campuses, it would be tilt Democrat, but it would be nowhere near the bloodbath that Republicans have grown accustomed to because of young Gen Z men. The young ladies will vote reliably to the left. The young men will vote reliably to the right. You almost get a wash there. That is why this is so surprising to the media. Typically, men and women on college campuses all go to the left, creating a 75-25 or 80-20 type split on campuses. Now it's probably 58-42 liberal, 58% liberal, 42% Republican. That is not what Democrats need. Let me say this again. Democrats need higher turnout and 80 points on college campuses. If they don't get that, all their models fall apart. And younger voters can smell a canned astroturfed campaign a mile away. This is the most astroturfed, most synthetic, fakest administration in a long time. And the media landscape has shifted. Younger voters are getting their information from Rogan, from Russell Brand, from Andrew Tate, from Megyn Kelly, from this program, from Matt Walsh, from Shapiro. They're not getting it from CBC, NBC, or ABC. Even Gavin Newsom is coming out and he's saying that his son is watching Jordan Peterson. Gavin Newsom can't even effectively turn his son into a little Marxist. So the trend is our friend, and we're going to keep on going through this poll, which is promising, but let's be honest. They published it for a specific reason, because for two reasons. They want you to get lazy and comfortable as if they think you're going to win. And number two, they want Biden out of the picture. This summer, you could spend thousands of dollars on planes, hotels, and tourist traps, or you could spend less money on a beautiful garden that will give you years of pleasure with FastGrowingTrees.com. FastGrowingTrees.com is thousands of easy-to-grow plant, shrub, and tree varieties expertly curated for your unique climate and needs. From Meyer lemons to evergreens to shade trees and everything in between. No more waiting in lines and hauling heavy plants around. With FastGrowingTrees.com, you order online, and your plants arrive at your door in just a few days. You've got to check it out. I love FastGrowingTrees.com because I found the amazing trees I was looking for, and their plant experts help me keep it thriving. They can help you too. And with Fast Growing Trees, a 30-day alive and thrive guarantee, you know everything will look great fresh out of the box. 15% off at FastGrowingTrees.com/Kirk. Join almost 2 million happy Fast Growing Trees customers. Go to FastGrowingTrees.com/Kirk right now to get 15% off your entire order. 15% off at FastGrowingTrees.com/Kirk. Dale emails us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Just had a talk with my 29-year-old daughter who has followed the rules since graduating from college. She said exactly what you just said. People her age are saying they're fed up and they want their piece of the American dream. So we see here, poll. Again, let's emphasize this. I just want to say the work that we've done at Turning Point has made a difference. I don't know if it's made the difference. You'll never know. But praise God, it hasn't been for nothing. Despite all the prognosticators and the low energy people that sit on their tail and just, oh, you don't do anything. Yeah, okay, how about you travel 3,000 days over a decade, pal? Praise God, it's made some difference. Okay, so what's really going on here? I could go through all the different components of both polls. This is a concoction. This is a creation. This is not a fair poll. They've done this for two reasons. Let's go to the obvious and then the less obvious. The most obvious is that they want to get rid of Joe Biden and they need another data point to remove him. That's the most obvious. You started with David Ignatius. David Ignatius was the crossing of the Rubicon. David Ignatius was the canary in the coal mine. David Ignatius from the Washington Post. Can you guys please resend that article? David Ignatius comes out. Again, he's just a spokesperson for the Mockingbird media. He's the Mockingbird intel agencies, okay? Dave Ignatius comes out and he says, Joe Biden, too old, drop out. And then, as if it was planned, New York Times follows with a similar piece. CNN comes out with a critical two-minute thing about Joe Biden's lies. Hunter Biden gets indicted by the Department of Justice. Menendez gets indicted by the Department of Justice. It is very clear that as we are doing this program, that Joe and Jill Biden, Ron Klain, Karine Jean-Pierre, and whoever else would be on the inner circle of Biden mafia are white knuckling. They're holding on to power and they are not going to let go. And by the way, if you were in Joe Biden's position, you do the same thing. You become irrelevant the moment you say you're not running for re-election. Joe Biden's entire criminal enterprise could fall apart. His son could go to jail for real crimes, especially now that we are setting the precedent that Democrats can be indicted for bribery with foreign nations. A Donald J. Trump administration, clean house at the AG's office, which he can do. He could fire anyone in the Department of Justice. Anyone. He could put in real attack dog prosecutors. So Joe Biden, this is a survival thing. He's not going to let go. He's white knuckling. The Democrat elite don't agree. Newsweek.com. Cenk Unger from the Young Turks. Mr. President, you're going to lose to Trump. We're begging you to step down. That is a Bernie Sanders-esque guy, not my favorite person, from the Young Turks. But he's right, potentially. So you got Cenk Unger, you got David Ignatius, you have CNN, you have the indictment against Hunter Biden, and now you have this poll. This is all by design. So let's not pop the champagne and get too excited, everybody. because they are worried. It's not going to be 10 points, but they are worried that Donald Trump could win convincingly. So convincingly that their little shadow deeds of darkness they do with mules and ballot chasing, signature verification, garbage is not enough. Not enough. And meanwhile, you have Gavin Newsom, who vetoed a legitimate communist anti-parent bill out of nowhere. Gavin Newsom stands up for parents' rights. Late on Friday night, Gavin Newsom just vetoed AB 957, which would have required judges to remove custody of children from parents who don't affirm a child's gender identity or gender expression. What was the excuse he gave for that? I'm curious what Gavin Newsom did for his reason. But there's another reason why they published this poll. And this is why. Let me take you back into the time machine. Fox10Phoenix.com, October 26, 2022. Carrie Lake leads Katie Hobbs by 11 points, 54% to Katie Hobbs, 43%. With less than 2 weeks to go to the November election, Republican Carrie Lake leads Katie Hobbs by 11 percentage points. That was Fox10Phoenix.com. That poll, unfortunately, we believed. We took our eye off the ball. Donors pulled out money. They redirected it to other places. We did not chase ballots. And of course, Carrie Lake was sabotaged on election day in Maricopa County by machine tabulators, long lines, and all of that. They are publishing this poll so that we are less likely to get to work. Know what this poll is. It's a creation to remove Biden and to get you to be overly confident heading into a very consequential year. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com, 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. All right, I just want to finish on the poll thing here. You can't get overconfident with any of these polls. They're going to try to remove Joe Biden, but that's a lot messier than I think many realize. It's easier said than it is done, because who do you then choose? Well, it's a nice segue into what I'm about to mention, because I teased it in the last segment. Do you choose Gretchen Whitmer? Cammy? Michelle Obama? But not just who, but how? The superdelegate process? Do you actually have a Democrat primary? It's very, very... Do you do it at a convention? Do you kind of ride Joe Biden all the way up to the Democrat National Convention in Chicago next summer? And then you kind of do some sort of bait and switch? We have real deadlines coming up. Real deadlines. So it remains a mystery as to how they're going to do this, but it's very clear that there is a growing number of powerful oligarch Democrats that want nothing to do with Joe Biden. They are deploying surrogate after surrogate, spokesperson after spokesperson, to call for the outright removal of Joe Biden as the Democrat nominee. Basically, they told Joe Biden back in January, this is my speculation, a lot's going to happen, Joe. But by Labor Day, if you are not convincingly ahead of Donald Trump, we're going to have to make some changes. Think about it. They thought DeSantis was going to give Donald Trump a run for his money. I am a massive supporter of Governor DeSantis as a governor. He has failed to be a challenger against Donald Trump. And honestly, that's less about DeSantis and just more about Trump. I wish he would drop out and spend the money to help us defeat Democrats. We've been through that plenty of times. No need to go around that circle again. Number two, the indictments. They truly believed the indictments would permanently weaken Donald Trump. America doesn't care. They do not care. It is, you know who does care? White liberals. White college-educated liberals that have way too much time and money on their hands, that read the New York Times for hours on end, salivating to try to get revenge against Donald Trump. They care. If this poll is even in the same ecosystem, Donald Trump could win Hispanics. If that's the case, adios, muchacho, because the Democrat Party will be in the minority for a generation. If that happens, I'm skeptical. I'll be honest. That would be ridiculous. But when you Go on, when the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, comes out and says men can give birth and they're birthing people, birthing persons, not women, that's not going to resonate with Juan Sanchez from Glendale, Arizona, who's a plumber, who thinks that that is insane, who wants a border, who doesn't want to have his dollar deteriorate into nothing. And a fair amount of Hispanics, not all of them, but a fair amount of them, there is this almost tangible memory that is built in to Hispanic culture around a couple issues. When a political party goes after their opposition using indictments, they live through that and they know that is a really screwed up country. They don't want to go back to that. That is literally Honduras, Nicaragua. So they don't like it. Number two, crime. A lot of these people come from, these people being Hispanics, a lot of these Hispanics come from countries where the political parties are constantly indicting one another while the streets are murderous. It's bedlam. They don't want that. And the Democrats are not addressing any of that. So who are they going to replace Joe Biden with? Well, the leader is prom king, Gavin Newsom. Now, I call him prom king for a reason. I do not think Gavin Newsom has any ideological beliefs. Well, he has some, but he's not an ideologue. In some ways, he reminds me as a taller, better looking Mayor Daley of Chicago. Some of you will resonate with this. Some of you won't, but hear me out. He's a transactional Democrat who panders to the ideological base of the Democrat Party. It's fascinating because Gavin Newsom is unbelievably superficial. He is a creation. He might as well have been created as an artificial intelligence. He's like Pete Buttigieg, but taller with a deeper voice and not gay. And Gavin Newsom just goes where the wind goes. And in some ways, that makes him an excellent Democrat candidate. He can constantly adjust. He's not Bernie Sanders. He might act and talk like Bernie Sanders at times, but Bernie Sanders is a devotee to Hegelian Marxism. He is a devotee to Das Kapital and the Communist Manifesto and bringing forth the revolution. Gavin Newsom wants to win Mr. Popularity every year in the yearbook contest. Most likely to be president. That's Gavin Newsom. Do you like me? If yes, success. Do you like me? If no, failure. That's Gavin Newsom. Bernie Sanders is bringing forward the revolution. So there's a difference. So Gavin Newsom vetoes this bill this last weekend. And it's AB 2957. And I'm not here complimenting Gavin Newsom. Okay, some of you guys emailed me kind of upset. That's not what I'm doing. But this is interesting. Because it asks the question, why? Gavin Newsom is usually just a rubber stamp for all the trans mafia stuff. One after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other. And he's done some objectionable stuff, like putting gender-neutral bathrooms by fiat in classrooms and curriculum stuff. And but out of nowhere, he vetoes this particular bill. So there's a couple explanations. Gavin Newsom very well might have received a phone call or a meeting in the last couple of weeks. Gavin Newsom might have received the smoke signal, the wink. Gavin Newsom very well might be getting the message, which is this. Make yourself appealing for the voters of Georgia. Make yourself tolerable for the voters of Arizona. And Gavin, if that is true, if he received the wink, the nod, the you might be next, pal, or to use football terms, after Justin Fields throws his third interception, you go to the backup quarterback and you say, get ready. Happens all the time in sports. Or, to use a baseball analogy, because we're heading into, what do they call it, the October Classic? I used to watch baseball before I went gay. And the manager picks up the phone. And he calls the bullpen manager. He says, start warming up a reliever. So Gavin Newsom was sitting in the bullpen with his jacket on, and all of a sudden, the bullpen phone rang. He said, you got it. So right now, Gavin Newsom is doing warm-up pitches. Just warming up the arm. He hasn't been tapped yet. The pitching coach hasn't walked out to the mound. He's made one visit. But anyone that knows the rules of baseball knows that the second visit, you get yanked. Joe Biden has been visited once. And he's on the final warning. And I've had a chance to meet and get to know a fair amount of major league pitchers. They'll tell you that as soon as they start seeing people warm up in the bullpen, it could go one of two ways. It could motivate them to want to finish strong, or they get cold feet and nervous and they're like, I'm done. I know. I could feel the Gavin Newsom breathing down my neck. It's also possible that Gavin Newsom thinks that the law is just very unconstitutional, wants to spike it now, or that he'll continue to push all the trans garbage, but will be more subtle without the political blowback. I think this is all connected. I think that this alleged Gavin Newsom running to the middle, which is just a fake thing, is all triangulated. Newsom is breathing down Biden's neck the same way that Joe Biden breathes down young girls' necks. Same way. And the Biden mafia is feeling it. So Gavin almost sends a signal to Joe Biden. Gavin is sending a message to the Biden cartel by vetoing what otherwise would be a rubber stamp for the alphabet jihadis in California, saying, I'm going to make myself more appealing to the swing voters of Buckhead, Georgia, or the suburban moms of Waukesha, Wisconsin. That's Gavin warming up in the bullpen. The Biden campaign and the Biden team is starting to feel that heat, and they're not letting go. They are refusing to step aside. And Gavin will deny it. I'm not running for president, all that. Yeah. Why else would Gavin Newsom veto a trans bill while we see David Ignatius saying drop out, Cenk Younger saying drop out, CNN going after Biden, CNN asking questions about Biden, MSNBC this morning, nonstop coverage of the border. This morning, I was just watching it in the other room. This morning. Meanwhile, you have this fake poll, let's just be honest, fake poll from ABC and Washington Post that says Donald Trump is up 12 points. And I'm just supposed to believe that Gavin Newsom woke up one day and said, you know, I'm going to put a check and balance on the trans stuff. No, he's trying to change his image because he's a snake for swing voters in those states. If and when the pitching coach says, Joe, Gavin, you're up. Relieve us. Let's play a couple pieces of tape here just to play into this. Again, I don't believe the macro of this poll. But it's very clear that they got people in the bullpen right now, warming up. And by the way, you know who is not being selected in the bullpen? You know who is still kind of sitting with their jacket on? Cammy. Play cut 23.
Our poll does show her favorability is actually lower than President Biden and even than former President Trump. Why do you think she's not resonating more with voters? What do you think the issue is?
Because when you compare the first woman of color and first woman to be vice president of the United States and compare that to all of the history before, you will get that. I think that during this campaign, she will demonstrate as she did in that hall last night, that she knows exactly what she's doing. She has the capacity and the capability to be president of the United States if called upon to do so.
Basically, what he's saying is that people don't like Kamala Harris because you're a racist. That's why. Not because she's awful and she has Venn diagrams and all that, but he's saying it, that the affirmative action pick, Cammy, she was just chosen as an affirmative action pick, who slept her way to the top via Willie Brown, is incompetent, a bad politician. And by the way, I'm just telling you right now, you are going to see red wedding vibes, Game of Thrones style. You are going to see a fight for power that will make season 3 of Game of Thrones see like child's play. You're going to have the whole California cabal split. You'll have the Pelosi wing with Gavin. You'll have the Bass wing, who I think she's the mayor now of Los Angeles. What a disgrace. Caruso should have won. On the Cammy side, you're going to see the whole California cabal split. And Joe Biden doesn't want to let go of power, but if they're able to remove Joe, what is even the process here? This is nothing but bad news. And they have a choice. The oligarchy party, who calls themselves the Democracy Party. Again, every time you hear democracy, replace it with the word oligarchy. Our oligarchy's under attack. Our oligarchy has never been in a more fragile spot. Then it starts to make sense. They have a choice. and they're not going to select this. If there's one thing I could say that they're not going to do, they could open up for the people. Whoa, 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 whoa. No, 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 no. Voting? Primaries? A caucus? No, that's not going to happen. No way. They'll probably do some sort of a clandestine committee. That's probably where this is headed. Think of like the vaccine approval committee. Think of that, where they're all on the Zoom call and they all vote exactly the same way. And it's crooked as a $3 bill. That's where the Democrats are headed. So they have a choice. A choice is you can open it up to the people, not doing that, ride Biden into re-election. Ooh, risky, risky. Or you could try to select somebody. And if you select somebody, you're going to really upset all the different coalitions. This is going to test the Democrat mafia like never before. You will have Godfather-style five crime families murdering each other in the streets, metaphorically, of course, unless Hillary Clinton gets in the race, then all bets are off. So, which, by the way, don't underestimate it. I don't rest on our laurels. I don't celebrate any of that. What I am saying is we have to get to work. This shows we can win. In January, it looked like the Democrats were so organized, so confident. They were ready to go. And yeah, they're still pouring money into the key states with a massive machine and infrastructure. But their machine of lying, stealing, cheating, and all that nonsense has limitations. It can get them 3 points, get them 5 points. It can't get them 8 points. And if we do any of our work, secure our elections, get integrity back to signature verifications, chase ballots, early voting, register voters, all that, for low prop, low propensity voters in voting month, all of a sudden the machine edge, if you will, that window closes. And not to mention you got Gen Z men coming your way. You got blacks defecting from the Democrat Party. You got Hispanics trending Republican. Democrats have a mess on their hands. They're broadcasting their mess. Let's get to work. Become a precinct committeeman. Do the work. Don't just watch it happen. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.